Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The investigation into how a 21-year-old man who's lived in Humboldt County for only a few weeks but ended up in Gerald Phelps Hospital with a gunshot wound continues. The victim, who's from Georgia, told investigating deputy he was in the county to visit a friend, also from Georgia, and that he'd been camping in the hills outside of Garberville. The victim told the deputy that he'd been at a campsite with his friend, two unidentified men, and an unidentified woman, when the two unknown men got into an argument. The victim said he stepped in between them when he heard a gunshot and fled the scene only to discover later he'd been shot in the foot. The victim said he wandered for hours before being picked up by four people in a white Toyota pickup who drove him to the hospital. He also said he has no idea where the campsite was located, who shot him, and that he saw no firearms during the incident. A hay fire on the highway. Dan Squire reports.
Firefighters and California Highway Patrol officers responded to a report of a vehicle fire on Highway 101 northbound near Scotia on Monday afternoon. Kyle Miranda was hauling a load of hay on a trailer when, for unknown reasons, the hay caught fire. A friend who was following Miranda signaled to him, and he pulled over to the side of the highway and attempted to extinguish the fire, but was unable to do so. Fire crews reached the scene and put out the fire, which also extended to vegetation on a nearby hillside. Traffic was restricted at the area of the incident, and there were no injuries reported.
Officers and agents from local, tribal, state, and federal law enforcement agencies conducted a marijuana eradication operation on Yurok tribal lands last week. Dozens of personnel served search warrants at 20 sites and confiscated nearly 13,000 growing plants, 300 pounds of processed bud, and 7 firearms. Evidence of severe environmental damage was also recorded at the sites by state fish and wildlife, including stream diversions that have severely affected water quantity and the quality in the Klamath River Basin. With headquarters at a fire station on Bald Hills Road, officers and agents began the eradication sweep dubbed Operation Yurok. Local leaders said the trespass grows prevented tribal members from visiting tribal lands and interfered with tribal functions and traditions. Suspects have been identified and linked to the grow sites, but no arrests have been made and warrants will be issued for their arrest. 17 911 calls to the sheriff's office on Saturday night from residents of Eureka resulted in the arrest of two men and the confiscation of nearly 5 ounces of heroin from a vehicle at a residence on Nancy Court in Eureka. Deputies contacted and arrested 22-year-old Matthew Robert Williams as he was leaving the scene and then contacted and arrested 55-year-old Bijan Teherik Irmani. The deputies had been called to the scene after the numerous 911 calls reported hearing several loud explosions. Deputies found 3 metal fireworks mortar tubes near the driveway of the residence, and the two men admitted having fired all 3. Both men were booked for possession, possession for sales, and illegal fireworks. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wildfires are having a big blowback on the local economy. With a look at that, Dan Squire with Our Community.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact wildfires have on the economic health of communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. A case study done by Portland State University and published this year reveals that major wildfire incidents in our region have a profound impact on local economies. The study looks at Trinity County and the fires that burned across the region in the summer of 2008 when lightning strikes caused a summer-long season of fire. Local residents saw business drop as fewer tourists traveled through the area due to air quality, the intermittent closure of Highway 299, and forced closure of recreation-based businesses such as river rafting, hiking, and fishing tours. The study also points out that unlike other natural disasters such as earthquakes or hurricanes, wildfires last for weeks, if not months, and inflict a much greater strain on local resources before things get back to normal in our communities.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.